Hey there, photographers, planners, videographers, DJs, florists, and all service providers collaborating with couples and their families for weddings and events. This episode of the Legal Page podcast is tailor-made for you. Just recently, within the Legal Page Facebook community, a member encountered a rather tricky scenario. Parents of a couple opted to cover the costs for the services provided, and our community member, keen on staying legally sound, went the extra mile by furnishing the parents with a third-party payer addendum sourced from our shop. But here's the twist. The parent in question wasn't too thrilled with his third-party payer addendum, said some unkind words, and declined to put pen to paper and sign. Now, legally speaking, this raises a major red flag. But what's the best course of action for this service provider? Is it a matter of discontinuing their relationship with the clients? Should they proceed with the third-party payment sans the signed agreement? Join us today as we delve into this complex scenario, explore how to navigate these challenging waters with third-party payer addendums. And fear not, because I will be offering my expert guidance as your friendly online attorney along the way. You're listening to the Legal Page podcast, where we chat about life and business with a legal twist. I'm Paige, attorney and photographer helping online businesses and creatives tackle their business dreams without breaking out in hives. No more legal mumbo jumbo. This podcast features simple, bite-sized advice that'll have you legally legit in no time. Are you ready? Let's get started. As a reminder, before we get into this episode, I am legally obligated to give my disclaimer. I am an attorney, but I am not your attorney. All legal information I talk about in this episode is intended for the masses and a large variety of different businesses. Please seek out another attorney in your city and home state if you need specific legal advice related to your unique business. Okay, let's get back to it. Okay, like I mentioned in the intro, today's episode all stems from a question asked in the Legal Page Facebook community that got a lot of responses from other entrepreneurs, which now, if you're listening and haven't joined this free online group, just scroll to the bottom of our show notes for this episode and please come join the thousands of entrepreneurs who are getting real-time answers to their legal questions and business questions from myself, my legal team, and all kinds of other entrepreneurs in your same boat. Okay, anyway, I also chimed in on this question on kind of my suggestions on best legal practices, and it really resonated with everyone. So I thought, what better way to inform even more service providers on how to handle this type of situation than to make an entire podcast episode on it? So here is the sitch. I'm going to break it down for you. The service provider communicated with the client, right? We're talking just discovery calls or your first in-person consultation, whether you're doing Zoom calls or over the phone or in person, yada, yada. Okay. So they talked with them. They're kind of going back and forth. They're getting ready to sign the contract. The clients are ready to move forward, book their services and sign. But they mentioned throughout this process that their dad was going to pay and the service provider knew about it. So the service provider sent the couple's dad, and the couple gave this provider the dad's email. So like all parties are kind of involved at this point. And once the dad had the third-party payer addendum from the service provider, and this was a third-party payer addendum that they got from the Legal Page shop, so it's one of ours, they were like, okay, this is probably going to be easy, right? We're going to have this dad sign the contract. They're paying for the services, and then the couple will sign the contract and the third-party payer addendum. I'll explain more in a little bit, but third-party payer addendums are signed by the clients and the third-party payer. Okay, so now, if you're in the service industry working with weddings and couples, you know this is a very standard practice. Sending contracts, having third parties involved, and just sending a little addendum to them about payment purposes. But what happened here was a little bit alarming. The third party emailed back saying that they refused to sign the agreement, that they're paying and nothing else. Here is verbatim what they said. Hey, receive the third party agreement. I'll pay the fees, but there's not even a slim chance I'm signing that egregious boilerplate document. My son and daughter have told me you're good people. Well, so am I. Riding groom or driving the bus, you're unlikely to even hear from me. Regards and respectfully. I got an immediate cringe feeling reading that. I don't know if you do or just hearing me say that. I can only imagine, like, with a dad's tone of voice and their type of, you know, like, responses back to people, oh, how that could feel to the service provider. So it obviously left this person feeling lost and uncomfortable. How do they respond and follow up when the payer is flat out refusing to sign this addendum? When the clients, the bride and groom in this case, should still be, you know, included in the communication, they should probably know about this now. And overall, it's just kind of a red flag. You're like, ugh, should I bow out of this working relationship? Before I get into that, I first want to explain why a third-party payer addendum is so important. So a third-party payer addendum is essentially a one-page document signed by clients and the third party, so also known as anyone paying who is not the client. And it puts legal conditions on the third party's payment and involvement with the client's original agreement. That's really important here. So a third-party payer addendum does not change the original client contract, but instead acts as another addendum would, any other addendum. Addendum means adding something. So it's adding another page to the contract. And it includes information about who this new third party is. They are just a payer. How payment will be treated and how they really have nothing else client-wise for rights and responsibilities under the contract. They are just payers. So going back to our situation that I mentioned, if a parent of the couple pays for your services, they need to sign a third-party payer addendum stating that they agree to pay the fees, they understand they are not considered a new client added to the original contract unless stated otherwise, and that the clients agree if the third party somehow doesn't pay or there's issues with payment, that then they're still on the hook for paying for your services. I want to reiterate, it is important here to know that this third-party payer addendum, it's a separate document from the client's original contract, and it really should be treated as such. Some people try to put them all together, and that's just not the legal way to do it. So the addendum can make references to the original contract, and it should include some information from it, like when it was signed or when it was sent to the clients, what the title of it is, to like reference what this addendum is speaking to in terms of payment, but the original contract itself should not be sent to the third party. Only the clients will see both the original contract, so your service agreement with them, and the third party payer addendum. So they should be two separate documents. And this is because the confidentiality of that original service agreement should stay between your clients and you and shouldn't be given to the third party. And finally, you should let your clients and third party know that all decisions regarding the event will still be in the sole hands of the clients. This is one of those like extra communication things that I suggest via email, even though it's stated in the addendum. Say it again in layperson terms when you're sending that addendum to all three of these parties. So signing that third party addendum does not change anything regarding the event and decision-making regarding the event. All right, so now that I've reviewed why it's super important to have a third-party payer addendum signed when someone else besides your clients are paying, I want to get into more why this situation that was brought up in the Legal Page community on Facebook is a little messy and sticky and just not fun. First, you as the service provider are always trying to cover yourself legally by presenting a contract to a parent allowing them to be able to pay for their child's wedding. That is kind of the whole point behind it. Like now that you know that someone's involved, and it's important to make sure that they're not overly involved, right? When you get someone who is now unwilling to sign an addendum, is curt and off-putting, and they're not even your clients, it can be tough to be in the middle of that situation. It's especially true when the parent is being rude or condescending. So what are you to do? How do you either A, respond to this third party with the hopeful goal of them end up signing the agreement, everything goes well, you're moving forward as planned, or B, you take this as a major red flag that maybe this is a client relationship that you should remove yourself from and honestly just let them go as clients altogether. Let's start with option A. How I would communicate with this third party as a lawyer, a business owner, a past photographer dealing with weddings and events when someone like this is refusing to sign. I recommend that you don't communicate with them. I would actually contact your clients and explain the situation because they are your clients. They're the ones that you probably have good feelings about. I mean, you wanted to book them. You're sending them the client contract. They're telling you about this third party involvement. And in this situation, it's probably better to reach out over the phone and then send a detailed follow-up email. And I always say send the follow-up email because it gets everything in writing just so that things don't get into a he said, she said situation with what was going on over the phone. So in this communication with them, let them know that the third-party payer agreement, it has to be signed by someone who you know is paying, who's not the client, and that it's your business policy that you're unable to book them unless payment is received from this parent who is signing this agreement, or the payment is received from them directly. You obviously want to be super, super kind, but firm and stern in your position and the legal reasons behind why you as a business owner need to do this to protect yourself. And all in all, my take on this is like you shouldn't be the one arguing about payment, but rather it's the client's responsibility to get their parents on board or to just pay you themselves. Now, something was coming up in the comments of this post that I want to address. We know that there are CRM systems or online payment platforms that don't tell you who is paying, right? Due to security reasons with the credit card payment, so on and so forth. Like sometimes you don't know the name. You just know like the last four digits of the card and that's it. So really in kind of, you know, all day-to-day reality situations that could occur, a parent could easily pay for your services and you wouldn't even know. And if that happens, a parent could probably just pay for your services without signing the third-party payer agreement. Does that really affect you? Like, is the third-party payer agreement really necessary? Not really in that situation because you had no knowledge of it. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I suggest, though, that you always have a conversation with your client that they're responsible for payment and have a signed contract stating as such in the fees and retainer section of your contract that's usually near the top of your main client service agreement. If they are using someone else's card without you knowing that they're using someone else's credit card, there's not much you can do. But if payment doesn't go through or they cancel, the only people who will get refunds or credit towards a session is your clients. If you're refunding the original form of payment, then that third party will get the refund. That's why it's just better to like try to have a conversation with your clients from the beginning to see or like poke the bear to see if there's a third party involvement with payment. But all to say, legally, if your clients are using a card that's not theirs, that you have no knowledge of, they are the ones on the hook liability-wise, risk-wise for any payment situation. So they're on the hook for any failed payments. And if there's no third party payer addendum in place, your clients are solely financially liable to you. But again, I just want to reiterate and state here that it's important to just have this conversation, that maybe you put this question in like your initial discovery call or something like that. It, you know, is there any third party involvement with payment that I need to be aware of? I don't know, some way to say that really nicely and like in your own brand tone and voice. So now that I've covered how I would suggest responding to this third party in terms of talking to the clients about this third party's response to help you stay legally legit and hopefully have you reach the end goal of having them, you know, sign this third party payer addendum, let's talk about option B, which is the bow out option. If you see this as a huge red flag and you wish to kind of step back from being the service provider, which just FYI, is what about 75% of people said in response to this question in our Facebook group based on their experience. So when I see that, take it from them that other business owners would say that this would often lead to more hiccups and headaches down the road, like now that you know that a third party is involved. And even if they were to like this dad were to transfer money to the clients, just the response in general makes you take a second to think. And when you have to take a second to think about a big event, and if this is a huge wedding and event where it's thousands of dollars that they're paying you, I would just think twice, right? Right? Like more hiccups and headaches down the road is not a good idea. So essentially, if you're in a situation where any situation, right? This situation, but any situation prior to contracting or even after contracting, okay? If you feel bullied and unsafe, you absolutely have the option to discontinue services prior to the contract being signed because you haven't signed it yet. Nobody has like agreed to move forward. And you have the option to cancel if you're doing so under a contractual agreement. That's why you need to have a harassment clause in your contract. And I just always say it's never a good idea to continue on with somebody who is making you feel weird, especially a third party, especially a parent who's definitely going to be present at the wedding. If you decide to do that and, you know, discontinue prior to signing the contract, just reach out to your clients over email and let them know, you know, you've enjoyed getting to know them, you feel like you're not the right fit, yada, yada, kind of let them down gently. And something to remind yourself is that letting go of a client that makes you feel uncomfortable is 100% okay, and it happens every single day. I have heard numerous accounts of service providers being like, you know, this just, I know this isn't a right fit. Even though the money's good, it's just not a right fit. And karma will come back to you, my friend. You will end up probably getting a way better booking for that, you know, date range. Or maybe you book another date that's with your dream client, everything goes well. There are always going to be other clients out there that make you feel more valued as an entrepreneur. And you as a whole deserve to be taken as a professional, legitimate, legal business owner with every single one of your clients. As a former photographer myself, I would have handled this situation in a very particular way because I can promise you almost everyone in the wedding and service industry has ran into a third party who didn't want to sign something, right? Dealing with payment. So I would have communicated with the clients first, as I mentioned above, informing them of this is how your father or father-in-law spoke to me. I just want to tell people that because sometimes they have no knowledge of what is being sent to me. I personally now know that there's third-party involvement, right? If this were to happen to me, I know that this is occurring. So it's not like someone is just using a credit card without my knowledge. So honestly, getting it in writing through that third-party payer addendum is key now. The father could transfer money, but all liability will still rest on the clients for payment reasons, and the father would not be involved whatsoever. And that is hard to navigate if you try to say like, oh, you could just transfer the money. But now the father like is involved. There is prior communication and there would be a lot of things that you would need to do to make it clean all around. As in writing that he is not my client at all. Maybe that's the route that I would get to in a communication with my clients. But honestly, I would really, really try to strive for getting them to discuss the document with their father and get him to sign if he does want to pay, especially because sometimes parents want to pay with like their credit card for points or whatever, and they don't just want to like transfer money to their, you know, daughter or son-in-law or whatever it is in this situation. Daughter and daughter-in-law, who knows? And if I get any slight kind of nonsense or weird attitude back from the clients regarding this situation, then my red flag has turned into a bright, bright red flag. And in most scenarios, I would say 99% of the time, they're going to be so like off-put and like apologetic in their response to you. Usually they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. Like, I'll talk to my dad. Like, I'll figure it out. so on and so forth. And then you just want to have everything in writing regarding, okay, this is like a weird start to our relationship, but it's okay. This is just regarding payment. We're going to move forward. And you list out how you guys have decided, whether that's they talk to their dad, they get the signed agreement, and they kind of, and you walk them through like why this agreement is important. Sometimes just education and knowledge is all people need in order to move forward with something. We just sign contracts all the time, and maybe the father just felt really weird about you sending like a payer agreement, and they didn't have that from any of the other vendors, and you just need to explain why. And if you're professional and upfront about you understanding this addendum and contract agreement that you're sending to them, they're actually going to look at you in a way better light. They're going to think that, you know, you're a bright human being and you know what you're doing. You're a professional business owner. Okay, she explained it to me. Boom, signed, done. Okay, so that's how I would have handled it as a photographer. I'm not telling you like verbatim words because I want you to put everything in your own voice and tone and like how your clients would expect you to respond. So we have thoroughly dissected this predicament, and I've provided, of course, my insights as a lawyer, a business-minded entrepreneur, and a fellow photographer. So I want to summarize the scenario and outline kind of available choices to you. So this was a situation in question inside of the Legal Page free Facebook community. If you join, if you haven't, you can go find this whole thread. There's hundreds of responses, and it's kind of nice to kind of see like, okay, what would other people do in this situation? Where am I at on the business side of things? Like, where do my morals and ethics lie? And where do I feel like, oh yeah, that's kind of how I would respond to this situation. And it's all about third-party payments, and you have some like weird third-party vibes now coming into this client relationship. They're refusing to sign the third-party payer addendum, and you know, you've never encountered this before. You've always had third-party payers sign this addendum, no problem. The options you have to handle this sticky situation. First, although tempting, I don't recommend communicating further with that third party, especially because it's kind of emotional and heated at this point. I would contact your clients, explain the situation, inform them of what occurred, and it might be better to talk with them over the phone, have a detailed follow-up email. But remember, always have a conversation with your clients and inform them that they are responsible for payment if this third-party payer addendum isn't signed, and that's within their signed contract. So if they're uncomfortable doing that, you need a third-party payer addendum. If they can figure out something with their parent, then we don't need one. They can pay. They're responsible for payment. And, you know, try to inform them of why you have this addendum, why it's important, how it protects all parties involved, right? If you're always conveying this is good for you and me and the third party, and explain in layperson terms why, oftentimes that education piece will get people to sign. And then, you know, the other option is you feel weird. You kind of feel like bullied a little bit, unsafe, not sure of moving forward. You're getting these like ding, 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 red flag moments. You always have the option to not service this event. And if you decide to do that, of course, tell your clients and make, you know, inform them that you're not the right fit. It's not going to work moving forward, and wish them all the best. Maybe send them some referrals. So all in all, remember, if a client is ever questioning or a third party refusing to sign, you have to enforce your boundaries. I don't want you to get walked all over. Remember, this is why you have contracts in place. This is why we give you contract templates in the Legal Page shop. I want you to have an easy button to press in order for you to have all those boundaries and protections and moats around your entire business type of thing. Sticky situations are and will happen throughout your business career. Contracts are always there to protect all parties involved, both you and those who are paying and using your services. But remember, your contracts are yours. They're not theirs. You can negotiate, but you don't want to negotiate too much because they're there to protect your business. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sending them. If you need any help, though, getting legally legit with your business, just know you can always come to us here at The Legal Page. If you aren't sure on what contract you need next, or if you need a third-party payer addendum, or if you need a general, like, contract amendment due to something you're changing in a contract, just email us at shopatthelegalpage.com. And we will answer your question. Just give us the scenario and we'll point you in the right direction of what template contract is best for you. That is what my legal team and I and my, you know, entire customer service team are here to do every single day for you. So you can also just head over to the Legal Page shop, which is thelegalpage.com online. Type into the search bar third-party payer addendum or whatever contract you're looking for, and you can certainly find it there because we have hundreds available for you. That's all for today, my friends. I hope it was helpful and educational, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Legal Page podcast. See, I told you being legally legit isn't so scary. Be sure to visit thelegalpage.com for all show notes. And it would be super awesome if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review. Last but not least, don't forget to join my free Facebook group for unlimited legal and biz Q&A. Chat soon, Legal Pagers.
Attention all service industry business owners. Are you absolutely certain your current contract has you protected and set up for success? I've got some game-changing news for you. I've created a free checklist with all the essential clauses that you will need in your service industry contract. From force majeure to severability, cancellation to rescheduling, transferability, and even venue and jurisdiction. I've covered it all to make sure you stay protected and set for success. Don't take any chances with your business's future. Head over to Instagram and DM me the word checklist to grab your free guide. That's right. Just go over to The Legal Page on Instagram and DM me the word checklist. With this checklist in hand, you'll have the confidence to never get in a pickle with a client and ensure your business is 100% safeguarded.